This episode of the Everything is Marketing podcast brought to you by the MLive Media Group. Find us online at mlivemediagroup.com. New site coming in April that you will find greatly exciting. And big shout out to everyone who's jumping on iTunes and reviewing the podcast. It is helping. So please do that because the feedback is great. And also to everyone who's watching on Meerkat, thank you for that as well. I'm really, really loving Meerkat this week as everybody jumps on it, and we'll be talking about it in the podcast. But let's get it going. Episode 35, it's the Everything is Marketing podcast. Please be quiet, dog.
Marketers ruin everything.
Welcome to the Everything is Marketing podcast.
What I don't want to do is to pretend this is show number one.
What would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do those things.
All right, as you hear in the background, the dogs are in a bit of a tussle this morning, so I hope you enjoy that, but we'll press on with the podcast because marketing presses on even when things don't go perfectly. Lots of things to talk about. First and foremost, let's talk a little bit more about Meerkat because it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and the UFC joined 2 days ago. Joe Lozon, UFC fighter, joined, and I was actually reaching out to a friend who works at a jiu-jitsu gym and saying that, hey, you should probably stream some of these classes that you do because I think there's a market for it. And lo and behold, that's exactly what Joe Lozon and his crew were doing, which is very cool. If you're into that sport, to get the behind-the-scenes look at those guys working out before they get into action in the octagon is a great look. And I believe exactly what Meerkat is supposed to be used for. I know there aren't exactly best practices yet for what should be happening on Meerkat, and there's still a little bit of the feeling out process, which is totally fine. But I would say this. I really feel you've got to be intentional when you're on Meerkat with what you're putting on as far as content, because you see a lot of like iHeartRadio is on there and a couple of radio stations are on there, and there's some really cool stuff that's happening, but there's a lot of stuff where it's just a camera pointed at a radio station, which I think there's better content to be had there, and I think you got to be intentional. It's not just, in my opinion, right, and I didn't make Meerkat, so what do I know, but in my opinion, you've got to kind of do stuff that people find interesting, and you can see them find it interesting or not interesting as they jump in and out of the streams. This morning, there was, I forget who the user was, but they are out of London, and they do some sort of financial deal, and they actually did a tour of the facility, which would have been lunch their time, and ended up in the lunchroom, and after that, sat down after whoever was doing the tour sat down and kind of ran through recruitment and what sort of jobs they were looking to fill, and I thought that was a very cool use of Meerkat to show the recruitment aspect and what is going on in that building at that particular time, and if you like that culture and you watch the whole video, that hey, maybe we should be talking to you and we should talk about these jobs that they have open. So I think there's still a lot of feeling out, but the behind the scenes is, to me, what I'm finding most compelling. Things like watching UFC fighters behind the scenes, the stuff that's happening at iHeart where they're showing kind of behind the scenes what happens when they're messing around with the app and the algorithm and that stuff, I find super interesting. But find a lot of people just kind of leave it on and then there's nothing going on in the screen. That's not to say things like last night, I don't remember who I was watching, but they were driving over the Brooklyn Bridge in an Uber car and there wasn't a whole lot going on, but for whatever reason, and there was a lot of people watching, and I just think those moments, there's certainly plenty of space for on the app, and as South by Southwest goes on and a lot of people start playing with the app, I think you'll see a lot of that stuff from parties and moments like that. But I had a question actually about Meerkat that I wanted to talk about. Julian wrote me and said, hey, with all of the people jumping onto Meerkat and using Meerkat, are you going to see people streaming things that they shouldn't be streaming? He specifically was asking about the Floyd Mayweather fight. And I think absolutely you're going to see people try to stream that sort of thing. There's a UFC fight this weekend. I think if people are on Meerkat and they have a group of people for the UFC that are fans, they might start streaming that stuff. It's not the best way to watch a UFC. It's certainly not the best way to watch a Mayweather fight. And eventually that stuff will weed itself out. But I think, are people going to try it? Sure. I mean, 2 days ago, I was streaming the keynote for Apple, which was fun for me and the 16 people that were on it. But then you got to ask yourself things like, okay, it's a video of me watching a video. There's a bit of meta-ness there. Is there a market for people to start doing that with pirated things like the Floyd Mayweather fight? And I had an event yesterday, a deal predominantly, with the Construction Universe, and had a question afterwards that I wanted to ask and or answer, I should say. And it comes from Jen, who said, hey, I was at your talk that was on Tuesday. And while a lot of it was good stuff, I work in a construction firm, and I'm not sure if all of the stuff is applicable. What are your suggestions students to get a hold of, let's say, high school students before they decide they're not going to go to college and maybe get them into a trade school. Because this particular person has an apprenticeship that they run on and off as they have enough candidates in the apprenticeship. But if they don't have enough candidates, they can't run it. So how do they fill the funnel, the lower funnel of the apprentices that they need? And this is a tough question, because if you're looking for people that aren't online, it's obviously much tougher to find them. That said, I still think millennials are online in one way, shape, or form. And more importantly, as I told this woman, I feel that parents are a big key to this. So telling a better story, and to talk about what we were just talking about with Meerkat, doing videos of behind the scenes or things that you built. Because one of the fascinating things to me about the construction universe, which is much different than, let's say, me putting this podcast on Meerkat or doing a video on YouTube or writing a blog post. Yeah, there's a thing that you did at the end of it. There's an artifact, so to speak, but it's not a physical artifact. It's a digital one. And in construction, there's actually a physical artifact. You can look at a building. The woman I was talking to, her team built what's called The Rock for a company called Rockford Construction. It's a gorgeous building. To see that and be able to kind of walk away and show your friends that I built this thing, I built One World Trade, that's something that doesn't happen very often in the digital space unless you're, let's say, building an app. But even that is not a physical thing. It's still an ethereal sort of thing. It's an app. So there's got to be people that want that tactile universe and want to be able to look at something and say, hey, I had a part in building this. And specifically where we are right now, which is Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Michigan as a whole, it's on the rebound. There's lots of stuff being built in Grand Rapids and lots of buildings to be built. And there's a lot of construction jobs that aren't being filled. So this is a need that they obviously need to work on. And event structure would be another way for them to do that. Things like job fairs. And I don't mean job fairs like showing up. And this is what I told her. I don't mean job fairs like showing up with a table, putting a tablecloth, and giving away stickers. I mean having an actual strategy of how many people you're going to talk to and what you're going to show them. Because a lot of people look at the construction industry, and let's say they don't know anything about construction, they would assume it's wood and it's hammers and that's the industry. But the tech in construction right now is amazing. And so if you're somebody who likes to work with your hands and likes to work with technology, this might be the perfect thing for you, and you might not even know it. So the idea of going to a job fair and showing that stuff, showing the high-tech things that happen in the world of construction, I think that there's a play there. But undoubtedly, there is a big struggle with getting people into those worlds, getting people to be plumbers, getting people to be mechanics. And as the world gets more digital and we all rush to the new shiny thing, we all want to get on Meerkat and we all want to get our Twitter followers up and talk about targeted ads, and we tend to lose sight of the physical world, and that might be a marketing problem down the road. It's probably a marketing problem right now for the construction world in Michigan that are trying to fill these jobs that they can't actually fill. So something that needs to be a work in progress, but I feel you need to talk to the parents. You need to get some sort of PR out there to show the parents that these jobs are out there and that it might work for their son and or daughter. And show what you guys are doing. Tell a better story. You know, when you talk about whatever you think about fracking, when you talk about what happened out west with fracking, they just told an awesome story, right? Everybody gets $1 million. The unemployment was zero. Houses were a nickel. So people all ran out there to join the fracking industry. And this is not to talk about fracking, but this is to talk about a great story. So people moved. They packed up. They went out there like it was the gold rush. And we need that same sort of thing to happen here in the state that I'm in, which is Michigan. So how do you tell a better story? Where does that story go, and how do you get it out? How do you disseminate it if these particular people looking for construction jobs aren't online? Now, I don't necessarily believe they're not holistically online, but maybe they're not looking for the jobs online. How do you tell that story, and where do you put that story? If you've got questions, you can either get at me on Meerkat as you're watching right now or on Twitter. It's at Polymath and Vine, PolyMathandVine, and we will be back tomorrow. Thanks for joining. It's episode 35 of the Everything is Marketing podcast. My name is Eric Holgren.